Matthew 2:1-12. After Jesus was born in Bethlehem in Judea, during the time of King Herod, Magi came from the east to Jerusalem and asked, "Where is the one who has been born King of the Jews? We saw his star when it rose and have come to worship him." When King Herod heard this, he was disturbed, and all Jerusalem with him. When he had called together all the people's chief priests and teachers of the law, he asked them where the Messiah was to be born. "In Bethlehem in Judea," they replied, "for this is what the prophet has written. But you, Bethlehem, in the land of Judah, are by no means least among the rulers of Judah. For out of you will come a ruler who will shepherd my people Israel." Then Herod called the Magi secretly and found out from them the exact time the star had appeared. He sent them to Bethlehem and said, "Go and search carefully for the child. As soon as you find him, report to me so that I too may go and worship him." After they had heard the king, they went on their way, and the star they had seen when it rose went ahead of them until it stopped over the place where the child was. When they saw the star, they were overjoyed. On coming to the house, they saw the child with his mother Mary, and they bowed down and worshipped him. Then they opened their treasures and presented him with gifts of gold, frankincense, and myrrh. And having been warned in a dream not to go back to Herod, they returned to their country by another route.
In the city of Bethlehem today, there is a church over the very spot where it is thought that the baby Jesus was born. Church of the Nativity, it's called, and many people go there to visit it. It gets very crowded with pilgrims standing in long lines to get in for a birthplace peek in Bethlehem this time of year. And because civilizations do what civilizations do, century after century, parade into a land with their clatter and their conquest, and because when an advancing civilization tears down one and builds a new one atop the preceding one, to visit Jesus' birth spot today, one must go downstairs, one must go down the stone steps of history to get to that spot. Downstairs, inside the church, to find Jesus' birth spot, to find a cold cave there. And so Mary wrapping Jesus in swaddling clothes is more practical than cute. The Church of the Nativity is old, very old, and it has plenty of stories in its place. Turns out it has a Magi story to tell. In the year 614 AD, when it was the Persians' turn to come riding in and invade Palestine, during the invasion, Commander Shahrbaraz spotted a mosaic above the church entrance of the three Magi, who suspiciously looked dressed like their own priests back in Persia. And so he was so taken by what he saw that he ordered the church spared. This place in Bethlehem has a Persian connection. This site, this child can't be all bad. And he halted the destruction of the church. It does make you wonder what it takes to stop a foreign commander in his tracks. Not only then, but now. What would it take for a commander-in-chief, or anyone else for that matter, for the birth of Jesus to stop them in their tracks? I will speak only for myself. I will let the other five Maronite trekkers tell their own impressions, but I left the doors of the Church of the Nativity with some disappointments to ponder. Now, for some Christians, it does seem sacredly important to mark the spot where Jesus was born with a star. It happened right here. Jesus' birth happened here in this spot. And so to visit that very spot, the old cave, it's so sacredly important to many. It really is. And maybe it was my five-second glimpse of that spot with only two fuzzy pictures to show for it that are the seeds of my disappointment. Or maybe it was the large crowd and the constant push of the Italian women behind us that dampened the moment. Or maybe I'm just too Mennonite to understand it all. Who can tell about these things? John Paul is a man that I have gotten to know, and maybe you read his Advent Manifesto in the issue of the Mennonite Journal. He wrote his 100 Thoughts to Enter the Season. His thoughts come from his long experience of trying to settle disputes between people who hate each other. His thoughts come from a long road of constant care for Wendy, his wife, who has Parkinson's disease. He wrote 100 thoughts to move from Advent into Christmas. I want to offer several of them, because I think John Paul's thoughts do a good job of connecting Jesus' birth to our present world. Here they are. His number 15. One day he turned off the sound of the television news and just began to observe the faces. No sound, only the faces. And with rare exception, he writes, I saw suffering. I saw suffering faces. They were there too in Bethlehem. They are present in our 2018 world too. His number 31, the Parkinson's cycle. Medicine in, tears out, salty life rolls on. Number 32, last evening her La-Z-Boy chair wouldn't kick out. I went over and pulled the handle. She sank back. Nothing is easy was the whisper that crossed the room. His number 33, we rarely notice small things until they have disappeared. These small things that disappear are true in Bethlehem. They're also true in places like Menno Haven and other places close by. His number 44, having been close to places of armed conflict and bitter loss and deep division for nearly 40 years, I have found one thing to be true. Wars never end easy, and they never end when the bullets stop. Wars do not end when the bullets stop. It was true in King Herod's day. It's true in 2018. John Paul's number 54. We listen to God about as well as we listen to those we do not agree with. No comment. Two more, his number 65. When it comes to faith, we are prone to boundary our uniqueness. We like borders, we like walls, we want to know who is in and who is out, and we seem to connect borders with belonging to the divine. It's true in Bethlehem, and it's true in 2018. And his last but his not least, number 76, remember to be merciful. John Paul takes his number 76 entry straight out of Luke 1, remembering to be merciful, which is a God activity. On Monday evening around 6 o'clock, we will have our own live nativity scene right here in this very place. And I am pleased to announce that everyone who happens by on Monday evening will be granted more than 5 seconds. And 2 blurry pictures, if they want, we promise. Christmas is 2 days away. No doubt we will begin celebrating with all kinds of our family festivities on that day. And maybe Luke's words about remembering that God has mercy is the best way that we can carry this with us into the day as a gift to receive and as a gift to share. And if we turn down the sound and we take up close-up looks at the faces around us, we too are likely to spot some grief hiding behind darkened tears. And for persons whose dark eyes and salty tears carry shame, or bad news, or a lengthy loneliness, or a recent embarrassment, or inherited hatred, or brutal loss, those persons don't really need to know the very spot Jesus was born. What they will need, and what we often need more than we care to admit, is for the mercy of God to come wearing skin, which may be the best gift ever to receive and to share in Bethlehem and in Marian. Amen.